Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through the Acts of the Apostles and some of the readings from the Gospels as well that the church is giving us in this season between Easter and Pentecost. This is rich stuff that we can learn so much from, be blessed by, and I'm just going to ask today, Lord, we pray, Lord, that this living word, your words, the words of the apostles, would penetrate our hearts together collectively today as we listen to you. St. John the Apostle said, we have no need of a teacher because we have an anointing, and that anointing is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one we'll hear today who's sent by Jesus and the Father to lead us to all truth. And it's the Holy Spirit that breathed this word into the hearts of the authors. And the very things the authors intended, the Holy Spirit intended, we've got God's living word here. And we pray that that living word would penetrate each one of our hearts, each one of us, in a deeper way. Lord, let this word change us, transform us, convert us, convict us, challenge us, encourage us, because you, Lord, are our strength. So friends, I want to begin today with a reading going back to Monday. So the gospel reading on Monday, we had read some of the first readings from the Acts of the Apostles. So now I'm going to look at Monday and Tuesday's words from Jesus from John 15 and 16 regarding the Holy Spirit. So this is the Last Supper discourse. Jesus is speaking to the apostles, talking about what he's about to suffer, but what he's going to do, how they should handle the trial. We talked about that a lot during Lent. If you haven't had a chance to tune into those programs, I encourage you to just download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app. You can access the programs there and all the way back for a number of years if you need to, but all the way through Lent if you didn't pick up any of what we discussed. But here's Jesus. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, when the Advocate, that is the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. So there's a lot here in just this first sentence. Of course, Jesus is going to the Father. He's telling them. They don't quite fully understand it all, but you know, the fact Pentecost is the fulfillment of Jesus's purpose in becoming one of us, living the life of a human being and walking the Via Dolorosa and dying for us and rising, dying to take away sin, rising from the dead to begin a new creation. He's exalted as the preaching of the apostles has gone forth these days with boldness, and he's exalted at the right hand of the Father, we say in the Creed, and the Holy Spirit is one who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Here's where that comes from. Jesus describes it. And the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit has come to bear witness to the truth and to give people the capacity and the power to see and experience the truth about Jesus as Lord as they hear the word preached about him, the good news of the gospel. He's the Spirit of truth, that God is true, that God is light, that the words of Jesus are true, and it vindicates everything. The Holy Spirit will vindicate every word that Jesus spoke to the apostles and that we've received. Of course, that vindication is most powerfully expressed in his resurrection from the dead. Everything he said, there's no one's ever experienced that. And people have been resuscitated, but no one's risen from the dead and entered into glory and having human flesh absolutely glorified with divine life. There's no one else seated at the right hand of the Father enthroned, and that's the Lord Jesus. So the Spirit comes to bring conviction. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. He's the way to salvation. He's the truth about God, about man, about sin, about the world, about its destiny. He is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And the life, eternal life of God that human beings have access to comes through him and him alone. It says that now the Holy Spirit testifies and is a witness to Jesus. And Jesus reminds him, and you too are my witnesses. You shall be my witnesses, he says in the Acts of the Apostles. That's what it means to be a Christian. We're born again by water and the Spirit, and through the help of the Holy Spirit, through faith, hope, and love, and the revelation of the majesty of Jesus in the human heart, and the reality of what we receive in the teaching of the church, we go forward and we bear witness to what we know. Jesus goes on, he said, I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. That's going to happen in our day. It happens in different places in the world. People get killed for testifying to Jesus or speaking the words of Jesus or insisting that he's the only way or there's no other salvation anywhere else and the commandments matter and no, you're not God and you can't. I mean, the world rages against that and at different times it gets to a fever pitch and lives are lost. And Jesus is telling the apostles that's what's going to happen. And they're going to think they're making an offering to God, to their God or whoever, because they're the good guys. And they're silencing you because you're bad. You're hateful, you're unloving or something. And this is love itself. God who is love has come to dwell in us. God who is love speaks the truth to us. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me, Jesus said. And I've told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you. To take strength from it, we should too. In this world, we're going to have lots of opposition. And there's opposition to Jesus' teaching about all kinds of things, about who he is, about salvation, about heaven and hell, about what it means to be human and what we're called and required to do, the reality of sin, all of that. It's real. The world doesn't want to hear that. And the world's going to try to silence that because it pricks their conscience and they don't want to have to deal with it. So now the reading goes on in John 16, at yesterday's gospel reading. Jesus then said to the disciples, again, he says, now I'm going to the one who sent me. Jesus is a sent one. And guess what? Every baptized person is a sent one. That's another word, the word apostle. Apostle means sent one. A bishop is a particular apostle with a capital A. He's in the apostolic succession of authority. He's got a particular way he's sent forward now, but we're all sent ones. He says, now I'm going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. They're mostly just sad, like, no, don't leave, Jesus, please. But I tell you the truth. It's better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. So Jesus' fundamental mission, it's the consummation of his mission, as Pope Benedict described it, was making it possible for the anointing he walked in, his intimate union with the Spirit, his unity. Remember, the Spirit was Jesus' anointing. He said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. That's where he got his power. That's where the signs and wonders came from, working through him together. The whole mission of salvation is a Trinitarian mission. God sends forth his Son for the sake of the world, for God so loved the world. Jesus comes and preaches the kingdom and brings the kingdom and dies for our sins and begins the new creation in his dying and rising, right? And the Holy Spirit's with Jesus throughout his entire mission. And they don't have separate missions, by the way, the Holy Spirit and the Son. They're one united mission from God, the Father. And then they pour out, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit so we can be sent ones like him and be fruitful. He goes on, he says, but because I told you this, you have grief in your hearts. We can understand that, can't we? But I tell you the truth, it's better that I go, for if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation. This is one of the things that the world cannot stand about the church. When the church is fully proclaiming the gospel and not just being silent about these kinds of things, and just mostly saying what they know everybody wants to hear or will make people feel comfortable or encouraged or something, and they avoid these harder words and harder saying. It happens a lot in the church. And he says, and when he comes, he will convict the world. So a sent one is sent in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to speak what the Holy Spirit wants us to speak. And what the Holy Spirit wants us to speak is what Jesus taught and what the apostles taught. And so when that happens, then conviction happens that, whoa, Jesus's death and Jesus's life and teaching has brought conviction on the world. The truth about sin, about righteousness and condemnation. Here's a really good comment from the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. Here's a commentary on it. It says this passage, "The Spirit exposes the sin of unbelief for what it actually is." And it refers to John chapter 3, where it says, "Men prefer darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil." And it goes on, it says, "He convinces the world that Christ, though a condemned criminal, was truly righteous, sinless." And it says, "And it makes it known that Satan and every enemy of Christ will face judgment for rejecting him." The mission of the Spirit here, described in juridical language, shows that while he acts as an advocate or a defense lawyer for disciples, he's also a prosecutor who indicts the unbelieving world and brings judgment. I'm adding this. So he's warning them of the judgment that's coming because this world has been judged on the cross of Jesus Christ. The lies of the world, the lies that this is all there is, the lies that all we need is what's in this world, that there is no God, that all the things that human beings exalt and worship and idolize, money, sex, power, science, worldly beauty, all the stuff that's there, money, power, influence, politics, all the rest of that, that man is just consumed in himself and consumed in the things he creates and creates idols all the time. And the devil's spinning this and human beings are, without even knowing it many times, leaning in, and the devil energizes it, you know, in different ways and opens the door. Remember, he tempted Jesus. He said, "I'll give you," he took him up to a high place and said, "I'll give you this whole world. I'll give you all of it." Why? Because he is the ruler of this world. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom has broken into this world that's hostile to God, and it's under the dominion of darkness. And here, people are running around fat and happy, even Catholic people, running around fat and happy, saying, totally unaware of the depth of darkness that's in the world and the battle that they're in. As a result, they're exalting things that radically offend God. They're saying things about reality that just are crazy and not true. So this is what the scripture means. Jesus, the truth about all things, who died on a cross and rose again, was absolutely convicted. And now he's in glory. And that's the judgment, because unless you're in him, you're not going to get to glory. It's not going to happen. If you die in your sin, he said, what, you die under the judgment that's on the world that's been already condemned. And that's the reality of the church's preaching, which the church hardly preaches these days. It's kind of blushing at the gospel, as St. Pope Paul VI said. You know, there's too much of that happening. So Jesus' words, "And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. He's vindicated. He's the righteous one. And you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." And anyone who's living under his rule, whether it's by decision or by, you know, just drifting into it, is under condemnation. Friends, God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.